Hey there, this is your girl Shawanda, and you're listening to Refreshing the Soul podcast, a show where we bring our experiences and God's truth to refresh the heavy and hard places in your soul. From anxiety to unforgiveness, we'll learn how to come to an honest place in our souls and uproot those hidden lies so that you can discover the unique expression God created you to be in this world. Hey, welcome back to Refreshing the Soul podcast. I'm your host, Shawanda Williams. I know it's been a long time. I think my last episode may have been in February or end of January. Oh, it could have been beginning February. But I miss you guys so much. I know I'm saying welcome back. I've had some new subscribers to my YouTube channel. So for those of you who are new, welcome. Thank you for joining me. This is a fresh, brand new episode. I know you're probably like, when does this girl ever post or put up episodes? Well, last year and for the past 3 years, I have been doing a weekly episode every Monday. And around November, December of last year, I really felt God shifting the podcast. And I felt he was leading me to do a podcast that's no longer weekly, but just as I know that, hey, he's saying to say something, to say it, and which I was already doing before. It was weekly, but now I felt like, oh, it's going to be longer than a week wait. And so it's been almost like a month. So you're kind of getting a podcast every month, but who knows, maybe next few months it may change. I'm just really trying to follow what God is putting on my spirit and my heart to do. And I want to be obedient to him. So there has been a change in this podcast, but do know that I am still thinking about you. I'm still thinking about this podcast, praying about it, wanting to hear what God is always saying for me, period. What does he want? And so you're on my heart. Your souls are on my heart. It's in my prayers. And so I just want you to know I do miss you guys. I miss speaking into the ear of your soul. I know it's not by mistake that you're listening today, right now, at this very moment. And I know it's been a while since I've checked in with you, but I pray you have been checking in with your soul daily. So I just want to ask you right now, how are you doing? No, really, how are you really doing? How are you feeling? How is your soul doing? It's not too often that we probably look ourselves in the mirror and say, how are you doing, Shawanda? How are you doing, girl? Like, really look at yourself. You know, we do that to other people when we see other people faces. And something my pastor said that blessed my heart. She said, sometimes I just look at myself in the mirror and I'm just like, how are you doing? It's good to see you. Like, really seeing herself and noticing herself. And, you know, it's just, there's one thing, you know, to be self-aware of where we're at, where we need to improve, but to really look at yourself and see yourself as a person, a being, someone who matters, someone who is here and not just a robot, a mechanic, and just doing everything by routine, but you have life in you. You have breath in you. You have purpose in you. And we got to stop and just make sure we feel ourselves, put our hands on our chest, make sure we breathe in and out on purpose. Not because this is what we do and we have to, but just like, let me just feel the life that's in me. Like, I am here. Say that with me. I am here. You are here and you matter, my sister. You matter. Your soul matters to God. And so speaking of the change as far as speaking of the change in the podcast, it's kind of what I want to talk about today. It's just these seasons of changes, how to embrace seasons of change, or embracing changes or changes in seasons. I don't know how I'm going to word it, but I really feel like a lot of us are in seasons or a season right now of changes, whether it's one change or many changes. You may be switching jobs. You may be switching a position within your job or in ministry, or switching locations or switching churches, or, you know, maybe there's a change and now you have a kid who is graduating from high school, from college, or a kid who is no longer in preschool and is going to school now. We have so many changes in our lives, and sometimes those changes can come with like a slew of everything, emotions, thoughts, wanting to be where we were at, not feeling like we are measuring up to what this new change is requiring of us. And I've been going through some of that, and I really had some time to really think about this. This has been on my heart for like a little over a month now. So I want to be obedient and really talk about this. As far as like the things that God is giving me practically to do on how to embrace seasons of change. And I apologize. I'm just realizing I did not put down the full scripture of in Ecclesiastes. It talks about how there's a time for everything, but I really want to read that scripture. Now, if you know me, you know, sometimes I do this. If you've been really rocking with me for a while, I will look up a scripture on the spot to read. So let me just get in here. Yep, that's what I thought. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And I was going to pull it up real quick. And this is just the NLT version. I'll read just the first couple of verses. It says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest." So I'm going to stop right there. For everything, there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven. Say it with me, repeat after me. For everything, there is a season. There is a season. So whether you're feeling like you're in a difficult or hard season, it's a season. It's not a lifetime. It's not forever. One day you will be in another season. Whether it's a season of, hey, all the kids are out the house, or I've had some come back home, or a season where we don't know what to do. We're learning, we're navigating to, oh my goodness, we're traveling all over now. A season where I know there was a season when me and my husband at the time, all of our kids were young, we couldn't really do anything. We had to figure out how to do things at home. We couldn't just leave at will. Now they're all older. They're all, most of them are teenagers. One's about to graduate this year. And we just pop out whenever we want. Just this week, I had wanted to go out by myself. I'm like, let me bring my husband. And so I was like, hey, you want to go to breakfast and then just, you know, go and do whatever we want to do? And he was like, yeah. I said, now look, I'm not coming back home right after breakfast. I'm going to breakfast and I'm just going out, and we're just going to be out. And when we get back home is when we get back home. He's like, sure. And we were out for hours. We're able to do that because we're in a season where we're able to do that. And so going from one season to another, it can be difficult. It can be stressful. And how do we embrace seasons of changes, especially when it's difficult and it's challenging? How do you embrace it? How do you hold on to it? How do you, you know, allow yourself to transition into the, that season? Well, first I want to tell you, I looked up the word embrace. The word embrace means to accept or support willingly and enthusiastically. It can be a belief, a theory, or a change. So how do we accept the season that we are entering to? How do we support it willingly? Not where it's like, oh, God is having to tug me over here, but how do I get my soul to line up with where God is taking me and it not feel like a battle, a struggle? So the way that I'm breaking this down is through the word embrace. So E-M-B-R-A-C-E. C-E. I'm counting on my fingers right now. So that's 7 letters. So for each letter, I have a little breakdown for you so you can kind of remember or go back just to kind of digest how to embrace seasons of change. We're going to go through each letter, E-M-B-R-A-C-E. I believe that's 7 letters. All right. So the first letter, E, experience the emotions. Experience the emotions that come with change. I'll speak for me. I will try to be tough. I will try to if something's changing, I'm hitting it head on. I'm going to figure it out. Even if it's hard, it's hard, but I don't allow myself to feel the difficulty. I just don't allow that. I just push past certain feelings. If it's something I don't like, I push past it because it's like, this has to be done. This is where I'm at. I have to accept it. Well, to really fully accept a season of change, you got to accept the feelings and the emotions and the waves that come with it. I've recently learned that I have been very good at creating a bypass. Think of like a bypass surgery, a bypass to anger. I don't like feeling angry. Like, I learned that about myself. I don't like feeling angry. This recent season of change for me, brought up some emotions, and one of them was anger, but I didn't even know I was angry until I actually allowed myself to feel what am I feeling? And this has nothing to do with the podcast, not the season change of the podcast, but something else for me personally. And I realized as I started to sit and be present and be honest with my feelings, and for me, that's writing. And I heard someone, they call it morning pour or morning pages, which I love. So in the morning, they grab their journal, grab their pen, and they just write. They write how they feel, write where they're at. What's going on? What are you sad? Are you grieving? Are you angry? Are you joyful? Are you disappointed? And I realized I was angry. I was angry because I was disappointed and I was hurt and, you know, all these reasons. And I was like, wow, I don't think I've ever fully said that or came to this place of this is what I feel. Just to go deeper, why don't we allow ourselves to experience certain emotions? Well, anger, I didn't allow myself to feel that emotion because I didn't think it was, I didn't think it was useful. I didn't think it was proper for a believer to experience because I didn't want it to lead to something that I shouldn't do. I didn't want it to suck me into a place where, you know, I'm resentful. So here I am not allowing myself to feel a feeling that God is giving me, that God has given us because of all these excuses. And so I had to learn how to feel anger and be okay with it and process it and allow God to help me move forward through it, right? So it didn't become bitter and resentment. I had to be honest with myself in my emotion. Like, I'm feeling this. Some of us, you may be grieving what was. Maybe you're leaving a job and you're going to another job. And you maybe been at a job for 3 years and you develop friendships and you develop relationships with clients. And now, you know, God is telling you to move to this job. And it's like you're grieving. You're sad because of what was. And sometimes we can feel you can feel guilty of feeling like I'm sad because of what I had. But I know God has given me this. It could be better pay. It could be better location. There's good things that come with the new. There could be good things that come with the change, but you're sad about what you're leaving. That is okay. Grieve it. Allow yourself to be sad. Like, I did have something that was good. I liked being single. Doesn't mean I don't like being married. I love being married too. But there are things that we can properly grieve. We can properly allow ourselves to feel and not be stuck there. You will be okay. So E is experience the emotions. And I'm going to drop a link to a couple of podcasts that I've done in the past where I've kind of talked more on some of these subjects. So for the experience the emotions, one of the podcasts I'm going to drop is Allow Yourself to Feel. It's actually one of my first podcasts I ever recorded. So it's really, really good. Allow yourself to feel. I think I'm also going to link in at the episode about the usefulness of anger. I actually did an episode about it, and I'm here having trouble. I'm experiencing anger, and it's just crazy. It just circled right back to me that I, you know, there, this is, it's still, it's fine to have this, you know, it's fine to feel this, Shawanda. It's not going to take you to bitterness or resentment. You have the love of God on the inside of you. This is what you feel. Be honest, but there's a reason why. So anyway, I'll drop those two episodes in there. But next, so how to embrace seasons of change. So that was E. M is manage your thoughts. Manage your thoughts. What are you thinking about? What is constantly rolling over in your mind? What are you meditating on? You're going through the season of change. You're experiencing something new. You're noticing different things. You're feeling different things. What is constantly coming out of your mouth? What are you saying? Are you constantly complaining about something? Or are you in the middle? Sometimes we could be in the middle of a change and we want to be done. We want to leave the job. We want to leave the relationship. We want to be done with whatever what was. And all we could think about every time we show up to the job is like, oh, when am I going to be out of here, God? Like, I feel you you transitioning me. When is this going to be done? I don't want to do this anymore. I don't feel like being here anymore. We have to be mindful of our thoughts. What are you thinking? And when I'm saying thinking, I'm not saying thoughts, those thoughts won't come. Those thoughts will come, but what are you allowing to sit in your head? Because you want to properly change and to be able to fully embrace the new season. And don't think that that mindset won't go over into wherever God is taking you or whatever new is on the other side of this, that same mindset will be there. There will come a time where even when you're in this new place or starting this new venture, starting this new beginning, you can become weary. You can get tired. That stuff can come because, again, back to that same thought, that mindset of, gosh, I don't want to do this. Oh, this is too much. Or this. So go ahead and train and manage how you're thinking right now. Because here's the thing, your thought life is going to affect your spirit, your energy, how you show up, how you even look. If all you have on your mind is negative thoughts and how you don't want to do this, how you're afraid of whatever it is you're stepping into, guess what? That's going to be seen on you. That's how you're going to show up. That's how you're going to respond. When someone asks you, well, can you do this? Well, I don't know. No, manage. How am I thinking? How am I seeing this? What is my perspective? What have I chosen to believe about myself, about God, about this transition, about this season? What are you constantly thinking about? B is believe that God is with you. Yeah, it's that simple. But I know in times of change, in times of difficulty, in times of hardship, it's really easy to go to a place where you feel like you are doing this by yourself. You have to figure it out. It's all on you. God put you here and you got to muster. No, in every part of whatever God has given you, rely on him because he put you there and know that he is with you. He is with you. Don't forget, you're not doing this by yourself. You're not traveling life and going from season to season by yourself. And God's like, okay, I want you to go here. There you go. No. God's like, I want you to go here. And yeah, I'm calling you to a place that's different, that you don't know, because it's going to require you to depend on me. It's going to require you to continue to come to me because you need to know I am with you. You can't do this by yourself. How dare us try to tackle something or try to go into something that God led us to without him, how dare we try? Even if sometimes we can be too eager and just take on the reins and like, okay, I know I can do this and that. No, rely on God and believe he is with you. You are not alone. You are not going through this by yourself. Some of you right now, you may have ended relationships or ended even a marriage. You are not alone. God is still with you. So I just say, remember, he's with you. Remember it. All right. Believe God is with you. That's B. R, embrace, E-M-B-R. I'm spelling it out because not that I don't think you don't know how to spell embrace, but because I want to. So embrace, R is release yourself from the old. Release yourself from the old. It may be something physical. It may be something mental. You know, right now I'm just seeing someone moving to another location, but they're keeping a box of old things that they can't let go of. Though it has nothing to do with their future, where God is placing them, just things to kind of hold on to, like just to have just in case. And sometimes I get it. It can be hard to let go of some things. But you not letting go of something physical just shows that there's something in you that you have not let go of. Maybe still the hope that this may return. Maybe the hope that you will see it again. I don't know. But I just believe that in order for you to embrace what's new, in order for you to embrace where God is taking you, you have to release your own stuff. You have to give yourself permission to actually move. Give yourself permission to leave what you had and trust that God is going to give you something better. God is going to show you something better. He's going to open your eyes. He's going to continue to spiritually mature you. Like, you're not going to be left with nothing. You're not going to be, what am I looking for? Just because you're releasing something doesn't mean you're going to be without, doesn't mean that God won't place something bigger in your hands. But you have to release yourself. You have to release yourself from the old. Sometimes, again, I just talked about this as far as our thoughts, our mindset, we can still hold on to an old mindset. We want something new, but then when God wants to give it to us, we can still carry this old mindset. And I'm just thinking right now about the Israelites. They wanted to be free. They wanted something new. They didn't want to live in that same old slavery slave conditions. But look what happened. God gave them something new, but they still had the mindset of something old. And so I say, give yourself permission and release yourself from the old. That's something you have to do. We can't embrace something new while holding on to the old. The mindset of, what if I fail? Release it. What if I get hurt again? Release it. Whether it's a new job, a new relationship, a new position, a new way of doing things. Release yourself from, this is how I always done it. Give yourself permission to have something new. All right. A, how to embrace seasons of change. E-M-B-R. E is experience the emotions. M, manage your thoughts. B, believe God is with you. R, release yourself from the old. And A is appreciate what you have. Appreciate what you have. You know, I've been feeling a change in my career. And, you know, it's that look, that place of tension of like, I feel the grace lifting from things of what I used to do. And I'm like, I just don't want to do this anymore. And you know, it's so funny. I really can't remember a time of me really getting to a place where I could not stand going to work. And I'm not saying I'm there yet, but it's like, I'm feeling myself feeling like, man, something needs to change. Something needs to change in my job. And again, I'm thinking about, again, my thoughts, that's what's rolling over in my mind, then that's what I'm saying, that's what I'm speaking. When I start to speak that and think that and focus on what I don't have and what I wish things would be and what this doesn't look like, I forget and I don't see what I already have. I work part-time. That is a blessing. For me, it is. I don't have to be there all day. I have a flexible job. I have a great boss, great leaders. Like, I have so much to be thankful for. So whatever it is, in the thing that's being changed or that you want changed or wherever you're at, there is something that you can appreciate. What do you have now? It may not be the car of your dreams or whatever, but you have a car. Thank you, Lord. You have a house. You have a place to stay. Thank you, Lord. You have the means to pay your bills. Appreciate what you have now. There are some things that sometimes we can go into the thing that you prayed for and God has given it to you, and you are complaining about what still is not right or what you wish to have. This is what you prayed for. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. My kids, they prayed about going to a school with more kids, and here they are. God has given them their prayer. And then, you know, more kids, there's going to be different issues, probably more challenges. And then they want to complain about it. And it's like, you're complaining, but this is what you prayed for. And I'm not trying to call out my kids. I've done stuff like that too, where I've asked God for this and he's given it to me. And then I find something in it that's not exactly right. And it's like, we have to learn how to be more appreciative than complain. I like the three C's that our pastors taught us. It's don't compete, don't compare, and don't complain. So I really try to live by that as well as my family. And it's like, hey, where you can complain, what can you thank God for? What can you appreciate? What could you see in that you have? And I guarantee you can come up with at least probably five different things over the one thing that you're complaining about. So A, appreciate what you have. All right. C, commit to the work in this season. Commit to the work in this season. Be full in. Be committed. I've done the half in, half foot in, half foot out. God wants to give me this position. I'm like, okay, something new. I have half my foot in, like, just in case this doesn't work. I'm not going to really give my all. I'm just going to, you know, do what I can. And no, you got to be full in. To fully embrace, to accept, this is the position that God has given me. This is the assignment God has assigned to me. This is the location of where he wants me to be. If God say, hey, you need to move here, you got to unpack them boxes, put your stuff up, live there, decorate, fix it up. If there's an assignment, a position that he's called you to, be full in, learn about it. How do you do this? Ask questions, like, be full in. Because I realize I won't get the full benefits of the change if I'm not fully committed to the work in this new season. So what new thing is God trying to show you in this season about you? What is he trying to show you about himself? Where is he trying to elevate you to? What is it that you need to fully step into and commit to so that you can receive the full benefits of this change? One of the things, and I just want to give you something that's not about, you know, moving to a location or having a different job or position. But for me, like, one of the things that God is, that I'm feeling a change for me in this season, but a change in me, is I got to learn to not fix things, not try to not try to fix things. And really focus on myself, like, be present with myself, be attentive to myself. And that's not to sound selfish at all, but from a person who, like, I just want things to be right. I want things to be peaceful. I want, when I do that, I'm putting my hands on it. I'm having control over it versus allowing God to do what he's to do. So I have to be committed to the work of, no, I'm not touching it. I'm not fixing it. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to focus on what God wants me to learn about myself, the feelings that I need to learn how to feel, my responses, like what and about him, how, what does God look like in this situation? Trusting him, depending on him in an area where I normally didn't, because I didn't know how to, because I'm assuming of what I'm supposed to do or what this should look like. It's like taking my hands off of all of that and literally saying, I'm not going to touch this no more. I'm going to let you handle it, God. You fix it. And this is a new area. This is a new thing for me. But I'm committed to the work. I'm committed to the work. Okay? So, E, experience the emotions. M, manage your thoughts. B, believe God is with you. R, release yourself from the old. A, appreciate what you have. C, commit to the work in this season. And last E, we're spelling out embrace. Last E is enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Just because it's a change and just because it's difficult and just because it's hard does not mean you can't still enjoy life. Somewhere along the line, we will just stop doing stuff for ourselves. We'll stop doing the things that bring us joy. We just all our eyes and our hands is like on, fixed on working and planting and making sure we do things right and being, and listen, there's nothing wrong with, again, being full in, being committed. But just because this season may be planning and working and changing up some thoughts, it does not mean that you can't still enjoy your life and what God has already given you. And so this is something that God revealed to me through the story of the prodigal son. And I'm just going to read really briefly the ending of this story is Luke chapter 15. And I'm going to read verse 28 because I want you to hear and see what I'm saying. So, of course, the younger son left his father, he asked for his inheritance early. His father granted it to him. He left, used it up, spent it all, became broke and poor, and was like, oh, I'll be better off back in my dad's house. At least, you know, I can be fed and clothed there. So he comes back home, right? He comes back home. His dad throws a party for him. His older brother, this is the older brother's response. This is verse 28, Luke 15, 28. The older brother was angry and wouldn't go in. He wouldn't go into the party, y'all. His father came out and begged him, but he replied, all these years I've slaved for you and never once refused to do a single thing you told me to. And in all that time, you never gave me one young goat for a feast with my friends. Yet when this son of yours come back after squandering your money on prostitutes, you celebrate by killing the fattened calf. Verse 31, his father said to him, look, dear son, you have always stayed by me and everything I have is yours. Verse 32, we had to celebrate this happy day for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is fine. So watch what the father says. 31 again. His father said to him, look, dear son, you have always stayed by me and everything I have is yours. So here, this is a parable where Jesus is really, he's talking about his children and how he may have children who leave and children who stay. And the one who left, okay, they were lost. But the one who stays and who's working and who's doing what God is saying to do, but you're not there, you can be just as lost as his child working and doing all the things because you're not enjoying what you already have. you're not enjoying what he's already giving you. And I don't know, and we could be waiting on the time to be able to like, oh, okay, I can enjoy. Or from this scripture, it looked like the brother was like, I didn't feel like I had permission to do it. Like, I just was working and doing everything you told me to do. And the father's like, you could have enjoyed everything that I have already. It's yours. This is on you. So we have permission to enjoy our lives. Now, you have permission to go out on vacations. You have permission to enjoy the things that bring you joy. You know what brings me joy? Fixing up my house. I don't know what it is, but I just love it. And I love going to thrift stores and Goodwill and finding old stuff, restoring it, or finding ways to where I can put it in my house and to be able to have the look that it costs. It looked like it costs a lot, and no one could ever guess that I paid $3 for it. Like, I love that. I love it. It's sometimes it's such the simple things that bring us joy, that we find enjoyment in, that we don't give ourselves permission to do or to enjoy until everything is done, until all work is done, until next month. And it's like, no, you need to be finding ways to enjoy your life every single day. There should be moments within your day that you're taking that time to yourself to enjoy the beauty that God has created. Even if it's just walking outside and enjoying the fresh air, it's yours. It's yours. So how do we embrace seasons of change? Especially when things are changing, I know you feel the responsibility to show up, to get things right, to be fully committed, to make sure that things transition smoothly, but you are allowed to enjoy your life. Enjoy your life so you can embrace the season of change and not resent it because all you're doing is working on change or engrossing yourself into the work that comes with this season of change. And to embrace it, you gotta still have that stability of knowing like, hey, I'm still a person who, yes, my situation may be changing. My relationship may be changing. My location may be changing. But it doesn't change that I am a child of God who that everything that God has is mine too for me to enjoy. So enjoy your life. That's why I say enjoy your life. Okay. So how to embrace season of change? E, experience the emotions. M, manage your thoughts. B, believe God is with you. R, release yourself from the old. A, appreciate what you have. C, commit to the work in this season. And E, enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. All right. So, and I think I wanted to also, I wanted to link another episode for transitioning well. I did a podcast episode last year on just, I think, three things to transition well. So I think I'm going to link that below. So y'all go check out some of those previous episodes. But this is great. I love speaking into the area of your soul. I pray that you receive something. I pray you feel empowered and encouraged to do those things so you can embrace where God is leading you. I know it's great. It may not always feel great, but I trust and I believe that God is doing something bigger than what you can see right now. And if we can do these things to just to help us transition, to help us embrace the new and the things that come with the new, I believe you'll reap the full benefits of this new season. So continue to do these things. Okay. All right. So we're going to end right here with my hiding place. And I just have a few confessions or affirmations, you can call them, from what we spoke about today that I would love for you to repeat after me at this time. Okay. I will allow myself to feel and experience my emotions. I will be a good steward of my thought life. I believe God is with me. I release myself from the old so that I can fully experience something new. I appreciate what God has already given me. I choose to commit to the work in this season. I will enjoy my life on purpose. All right. Bye, everyone. I will see you next time. All right. Bye.
Everyone, that wraps up this week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so we can get refreshing to those souls who need it. Also, don't forget to head over to Amazon where you can purchase that 30-day devotional Rest for the Soul by yours truly. You want to get it in your hand. And just remember, soul care is self-care. Until next time, bye-bye.